Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop and trust your intuition. Through the wonderful array of guests we have on the show and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I'm your host for the podcast. Now, today we have got someone special on. We've got Joey on today. We're talking business today, and this is what I really wanted to connect with, because we often look at intuition and we sort of say, sometimes we can feel it, it's a bit airy-fairy, a little bit, oh yeah, you know, I'll get to it later. But I want people to understand the importance of trusting that gut, trusting that your higher source, your intuition, to help you in your business life. Because I've used it for forever. And it is really, really important. It's really important. So we're going to get Joey in and we're going to really, I'm going to send the hard questions to him and see how well he trusts his intuition in his business. So welcome to the show, Joey.
Thank you, Susan. So awesome to be here with you. And you know, you don't look old enough to use that many manys. That you've been doing this many.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Definitely old enough to do that. I'm a grandmother. How many times? 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So definitely can do many.
Well, I stand corrected then.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm on the beautiful Gold Coast in Australia. Whereabouts are you, Joey?
I'm in the beautiful mountains of South Carolina. I'm all the way to the west side of the state. And it's, like I call it God's country here. It's so beautiful with the mountains and trout streams and, you know, back roads and everything else. It's just a joy to get to live like this finally.
Okay, so now I'm envious. Okay, thanks very much.
You have to come visit, Susan.
I definitely will. I have every intention of doing that. I'm looking at, because I'm meeting so many wonderful people on the show, I'm looking at coming over to America and hiring one of those, you know, those, we call them caravans or UVs, what are they, RVs or something like that.
Hiring, oh, an RV, yeah.
Yeah, and traveling around America and meeting all the people that I've met and run some workshops about intuition. Yep. I'm really looking forward to that. That's my goal.
Yeah, and I spent some time doing exactly that. I have an RV, and so before COVID, like I did that and did like, I would do like a month and a half to 2 month tours. Yeah. And I would just go to different places, do workshops, talk to people, meet people. That you would absolutely love it.
So that's what I'm doing. So keep me in mind, because if I'm heading around that way, I'll be definitely popping in and saying, g'day, I'm here.
All right.
But that's enough about me. And let's get into with business and intuition. First of all, Joey, I want to get an understanding of a bit about your background as to how you got to where you are today. And then I want to get an understanding of what intuition means in the business. Now, I know you use it in different terminology, and that's what we want to get. We want to get the different terminology that we use. But how did you get from point A to point B?
It's been a few decade journey for me, Susan, as I am. You know, I grew up in the typical low income, blue collar family outside Detroit, Michigan, in the automotive mecca of the world at the time. And I was brought up that a man gets a job, supports a family, and hopefully lives long enough to enjoy some retirement. And I went into my adult life following that pattern and that process like that. And even though I didn't want to do that, at 22 years old, I heard a speaker that lit this ignition in my belly that I wanted to spend my life inspiring, motivating, and leading people to live better lives. But I didn't know how to do it. So I went through a 28-year career in corporate America, all the way up to a vice president of sales, specializing in building massive territories, and then helping companies that were in organizations that were in bankruptcy to get back into profitability. So I learned a lot through that, but it's never what I really wanted to do. Today, I get to use those experiences to help business owners, to help realtors, to help entrepreneurs to really quickly grow their business, but at the same time, to have not give up the freedom in life, not give up the free time and the things they want to do for the sake of taking massive actions to create what they want and breaking those patterns and those paradigms once and for all. And it's just been absolutely amazing, the results.
Yes, because that does happen, doesn't it? Like we think that when we're going into business, we've got to work harder. And our whole life becomes about work and not about our life.
And if you look at it, it's the conditioning that we grow up in. Is that if you want something, you got to work hard. You got to be willing to trade off things for the things you want. If you look at a lot of coaching programs, where I differ is so many coaching programs are, if you want something, you got to take massive actions and you got to be willing to set things aside to get it and everything else. And what I've proved and what I've been able to help almost 1,000 clients over the past decade prove in their life is you don't have to give away free time to build that business and really build it to the level where you enjoy, where you have a vision for, where you know you're helping other people with jobs and such and building that business that way. And so in doing that, it's so incredible. And still to this day, like I have such a deep feeling when one of my clients has a breakthrough where they finally turn off that, I'm going to go right into it, the logical mind, when they start utilizing resources so much more powerful than our mind. Does that make sense, Susan?
Okay. It does to me, but I want to drill down on that a little bit more.
Yes. Because,
honestly, when you sort of talk business, you talk about that, the logical side of it. It's got to be logical, you know. A plus B has to equal C. It's got to be that logical aspect or you're not going to get it. Now, these were the thoughts and the actions of how we were, as you said, led to believe. If you do this, you will achieve that. But I know that it's very, very different. When you're talking about the logical mind, what's the other thing? If I'm not focusing on the logical mind, what actually am I focusing on, Joey?
You're focusing on fully utilizing your five mental capabilities and intuition, insight, the intuition, imagination. Those are such powerful tools that imagination, as we're growing up, we're taught to shut that down. It's not mature. It's not adult-like. And then intuition is relying on, have you ever had experiences, Susan, where something happens out of the blue? You want it, but it shows up in a way that you couldn't strategize and you couldn't effort your way into and you couldn't create. And all of a sudden, the avenue, the right person shows up, the right thing, situation shows up. Have you ever experienced that?
Absolutely. And it wasn't Google this time.
And that's part of the process, though, is when we get into alignment. And this is one of the things I love showing business owners, realtors, entrepreneurs, anybody really, is all we have to do to create the business we want, to live in freedom in our life and achieve real freedom, to spend with our families, to do the things we want to do, to vacation, whatever it is get out of our own darn way. But our conditioning, the whole SMT method is subconscious mindset training, and it's based on total mindset alignment. It's based on the conscious mind, that where we control the thoughts we entertain, the words we use, what we watch on TV, all of that, and with the subconscious that literally just absorbs the conscious. But here's where the magic happens in our creative process, is in the subconscious, there's like this motherboard of all of our programming, all of our conditioning. You know, that when I said that about my conditioning being a man gets a job, supports a family, and hopefully lives long enough to enjoy some retirement, that was conditioning I received, and I bought into that as my belief, and I lived through that. And whenever I tried to break out of that, it wouldn't work. It kept pulling me back in it until I learned how to reprogram that subconscious. The other important thing with the subconscious is that motherboard of all that programming, and that's a voice we hear in our head. And what happens is the subconscious is what triggers the brainwaves to the actions we take versus the actions we don't take. So somebody with conditioning of like how I was, I want to have my own business. I want to impact, really impact a lot of people's lives with my life and the works I do. I couldn't break out of that because that conditioning wouldn't allow me to. So even when I knew some actions I could take, things would come up to prevent me from taking those actions, procrastination, fear, all the things that stop us from taking the actions that would really lead to that breakthrough and lead to that life that we want to live. So when I started, as I started doing the reprogramming, as I started, and again, I call this the Antichrist, because I cannot live through my logical mind is only as powerful as between my two ears and my experiences and my conditioning and all of that. And so to get outside of that, I have to get into alignment with intuition. I have to get into alignment with higher sources of energy and powers working within life. And to otherwise, those opportunities are passing by us all day long. But if I'm living from here, I don't see them. I don't notice them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you all the way here. So, and I just want to clarify a little bit for the listeners. So when we're talking about that, you're talking about the logical aspect of it, which is what you call the Antichrist in your head.
The Antichrist, yeah.
Because that is taking on other people's beliefs, other people's understandings, other people's ways of doing it instead of actually following what's best for you. So we've got to get out of the head and start following and open our minds up or open our vision up to other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'll define that as intuition. I'll define it as, you know, a greater power, whatever it is, whatever you define it as, just understanding like there's things that we all experience that we could not have created on our own. We could not have put that together. We could not have of our own thinking, and they just come out of the blue. And when we get into alignment with that and start experiencing more of those coming out of the blues, that's when life starts getting easier. That's when businesses can start growing, doubling, tripling, quadrupling, just based on the fact of allowing those opportunities and grabbing those opportunities as they're showing up versus blocking them because I'm so stuck in my logical mind.
Okay, I want to get an example on that because it's easy to talk the talk. It's very challenging when you've got to walk the walk. So when you're saying that opening your mind up to other opportunities coming in, can you give me like a concrete example of that with a business, something that?
Sure.
Yeah. You can do that.
I'll tell you right now, I just finished working with a business owner who's out of Ohio. And when I met him, he was making, his revenues were about $34,000 a month. And on that revenue, based on his costs, he was leaning up against the line of credit and borrowing every month just to make, you know, everything zero at the end of the month. So as he's doing that, this line of credit's growing and growing, and that's growing on it and such. So when I met with him, I said, what would you like your business to be at? Which is a vision, which I'll explain in a little bit, but what would you like it to be at? And the highest he could get to in his thinking was $50,000 a month. And he said, then I can not only not have to take against the line of credit, but I can pay a little bit on it every month and still keep everything else going. So knowing what I know, I helped him expand that. And I was able to get him up to $150,000 a month revenue in a vision of seeing that happen. But I mean, he didn't really fully believe it.
He's in this safe space, isn't he?
Because that's the comfort zone, right?
Yeah, in his mind, he was on, say, $34,000 a month, and that the highest in his mind he could go was $50,000. And I call them glass ceilings. That was his glass ceiling.
Yes, and Susan, our glass ceiling is only based on our conditioning. We set that limit. So as we're talking about this, it's funny the way you said that is perfect, because as we're talking about it, even at $150,000 a month in revenue, he could not grasp that as a possibility. And one of the things he said to me is, he said, well, that's unrealistic. And I said to him, do you want to live a realistic life? Is that what you want to experience? Do you want to experience that common, realistic, based on our conditioning and everything, or do you want to break through that? So this was September of last year. January, February, and March, he was between $200,000 and $250,000 revenue a month.
Holy dog.
That's unrealistic. And yes, that's what we should be shooting for. And that's what we should be shooting for in a vision. I've had another person I worked with who was a realtor. And when I met her, she was selling about $7.5 million a year in commercial or residential real estate. And she was working 60 hours a week and her business is spiraling out of control. When I met her, she said, "Joey, I don't even think I have time for a coaching session with you every week." That's how busy she was.
Yes.
Within the year that we worked together, doing the exact same thing with everything I do, it works on identifying and shifting those beliefs, those patterns, and those paradigms in our subconscious to open up our avenue. And hence, like you said, Susan, raise that ceiling. The year we worked together, she toppled over $23 million in sales. And it was the only year of her adult life that she was able to take 5 weeks of vacation in that same year. One of them, a 2-week trip to Israel, which had been on her bucket list for decades before.
Okay. So what you're saying is that if we can change our mindset and open that up, that's our first sort of step, our first stage, which is what obviously your job and what you can help us with. So that's our first stage, is changing our mindset. What is the second step after that?
Yeah, so the first step actually, and I've utilized this, I've helped multiple corporations go from bankruptcy back to profitability. I use it there. I use it with any customer, client, or group that I work with. And it's really developing what I call a dynamic vision. And I have road mapping tools to help develop that vision. It's really, instead of working on goals, which a goal is just a to-do in a big form. You know, because anytime we write a goal, then the very next step is how we're going to achieve it. And we start listing all that out, and the massive actions, exhaustive effort, all that plays into it. So I work off of a vision. What does that end look like for you? What's it look like that you want to create? What's the enormity of that, you know, final product you want to create? And the reason I do it that way, and the reason it's so effective, is because we're not spilling out to-dos on how we're going to do it. We're getting clarity on what we want. As we do that, and as we get our mindset into alignment, what happens in conjunction, all of a sudden we start noticing more of those avenues and those opportunities. So many people call it out of the blue, right? How'd you do that? It came out of the blue. So many of those, you overhear a conversation that answers a question, or all these things, we start getting into alignment with that, which... So it really employs the imagination, the intuition, and then as we're clearing that and reprogramming the subconscious, all of a sudden I'll take people who are struggling with time, just trying to scrape by, and they'll get to a point where they just start thriving. And I'll tell you, one of the things I really love about seeing this stuff happen in real life with people is I have clients who thrive in a down economy. And we all know people who struggle even in a booming times, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The difference between those two people is what I call the mindset alignment. And so anybody listening to this right now, if you want to take an initial step into it, I would tell you, start listing out your vision. Go out a few years, 5 years, and start listing that vision. And the reason I do that is because if we look out 6 months or a year, we're so tied to our situations and circumstances, we can't see as big an opportunity available to us. If you look out 3-4 years, our whole world changed in 3 or 4 years. So get that wider perspective there and start building that vision up. The next step from there, like I said, as I progress my clients through the process, is it's designed so we start bumping up against those, that conditioning and those patterns and those paradigms, those belief systems within us that are causing limitation. And as we bump up against them, then we have tools that we can apply to shift that and put new empowering beliefs in place of it. And as soon as we do that, Susan, we raise that ceiling. That ceiling goes up every time we do that. And as we shift that conditioning, does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. So the first part is to actually get the bigger picture, to actually be able to see where you can go and what you can do. The funny thing is, Joey, I do flower readings. That's my tool. And that's exactly what I get somebody to do. If they're looking at a business goal, it's not the SMART goal. It's not the to-do list. It's more where you're looking at the vision that you can see. I focus on the feeling. So what is the feeling of being successful? What is the feeling of your business being successful? And then we choose a flower image, and in the image you have all these different elements. That is what your intuition is telling you, the guides it's telling you to go. So I love where you're going. You're looking at the vision first, not the restrictions, what you can do it short term.
Yes, and very much like goals, right? So I tell people, you can create a powerful vision based on the image of it. What does that look like to have achieve what it is you want to achieve? And that's a powerful vision. But what I work off of is dynamic visions. So the way we increase that from that imagery is we add feeling, exactly what you're saying. We add feeling tone to it. What's it feel like to be that person running a multi-million dollar business and having time freedom to go do the things you want to do, to live the way you want to live, to experience this life to whatever the fullest, however you define the fullest of it to be. That's a dynamic vision. It's the same thing you talked about. I don't use a flower like that. That's awesome. But that it's the same concept with it, though, is you get that feeling tone in there, because once you get that excitement, you can stay away from trying to create it and just open up the avenues that bring it about with ease.
That's what I wanted you to talk about. Yay. Yeah.
And with knowledge comes ease. Ignorance, and I don't mean anything negative by it, ignorance is just lack of knowledge. With ignorance comes dis-ease or disease.
Yeah,
it's where the stress, the frustration, the depression, all that stuff come in on that side. When you look at the other side, when we get into that flow, when we clear that pathway, is where we start living with ease. And I'm telling you, Susan, it works from day one. The first time I work with a client, they hang up that phone, and every single, almost 1,000 people have said, man, I feel better already. And we had a 35-minute call.
It's amazing because you're opening yourself up straight away. As soon as you connect with a coach or with anyone else, straight away, in my line of work, I say you're asking. So we ask, we receive, and then we action. So the first thing you're doing is asking by getting on that phone and connecting with somebody. You're asking for help. You're asking to go forward in a beautiful way. But before we go any further, Joey, hang on. Stop. Just in case people are listening, I just want them to know to jump on if you wanted to connect with Joey. It is, hang on, I'll put the right ticker tape up. It is ifgtcoach.com. Mm-hmm. ifgtcoach.com. You can connect with Joey there. What does IFGT stand for, Joey?
It's freaking go time.
What is it?
It's freaking go time.
That is the name. It's freaking go time, coach. Okay. All right. We can ask questions about that later. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that in because people that are listening don't obviously see the ticker tape down the bottom. All right, so what you've said is we look at the big picture. We open ourselves up to the opportunities that we could have, and we get that dynamic vision. Then we start to, because you've got this dynamic vision, we start to hit some of those roadblocks. And this is where you step in and help in that context. What's our next step after that?
Yeah, so simply said is we develop the dynamic vision. And then really what we do is we start putting that vision on. And as we start putting that vision on, I have tools to help my clients do so. But as we start putting that vision on, then we start hitting against those roadblocks, procrastination, fear, worry, stress, anxiety, like whatever it is that's coming up. The old programming, like for me, every time in my 20s when I stepped out and I had a construction company, I got my builder's license, I did flat work, I did these different things, but always while I worked a full-time job. Always while I worked a full-time job. And I could never break away, even though I made money doing those things, I could never get myself to break away from that job because of the programming I had inside of me. And so as I learn these tools with the repatterning and with the subconscious, I was able to then move into making those adjustments. And once I understood the power of the subconscious and how that was playing out with the conditioning, within a month of doing so, I already had multiple certifications in the works I do today. Within a month of doing so, IFGT was born. And within 2 months from there, I resigned from corporate America, moved down here to South Carolina, and I've been helping business owners ever since to really excel in their business. So as we put that vision on, as we get into that place of doing so, it starts having causing us to bump up against those things that are causing that glass ceiling, that limitations in our life. And then we cannot, once we identify them, then we have tools to help shift that. And part of the problem with things, Susan, and you brought this up already, is so many of us, and I've tried it for years, so many of us want to go it alone. The self-development, self-help, you know, things like that and stuff. And we want to buy these programs that we take ourselves through and everything else. But we're the person with the conditioning within us. So we don't even recognize that it's the conditioning causing that, or we don't know how to recognize that even that conditioning of what it is. So they just get stuck and they'll try it. And at some point they'll go, you know, this stuff doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And so many people are living lives in their patterns just because they didn't understand it. Or again, I'm not like most coaches out there. I don't work off the thing of I'm going to give you all the stuff to do and you're just going to do it whether you like it or not. But if you want success, you're going to, you know, muscle through it or you know, put on your big boy or big girl pants and everything else. It's getting that alignment from the start, which makes the entire process easier. And so once somebody steps into it, the next thing after that is they start experiencing pieces of that vision showing up. And do you know, I'm sure you do, how on fire people get and motivated they get to move forward once they achieve something like that?
Yes. It's pretty outstanding. Yes.
Yes.
It's nice to wake up in the morning and go, ooh, I'm looking forward to today.
And you know what? There's so many people that I work with and talk to and stuff that at one point had that, oh, not another day. Yes. You know, when they start out like that day after day for them to transition into that place of going, getting up and going, man, this is going to be a good day. They may not jump out of bed. I don't jump out of bed every day, but there's days I do, you know, but get moving into our day with excitement for that day versus already being fatigued. You know, like so many people I talk to get up Monday morning and they're already tired. Just looking at the week ahead, going to jobs they don't like or doing things they don't like or struggling in their business or whatever it may be, you know, and you don't have to live that way. But going it alone, it's possible. I would have never achieved what I've achieved or be where I'm at today if it weren't for getting help, getting coaching and things like that. Because they could help me see things that I couldn't see in myself because they were so built in that I didn't even recognize them as patterning that was hurting me or belief systems that were hurting me. So having somebody who knows that avenue can help point it out so quick. And even what took me years to change in my life now takes my clients weeks because of that, because I can help them point that out and see that.
Yeah. It's funny because my partner came home yesterday and he'd been talking to one of his mates and he said it was really weird because I was listening to him and I could see myself in him. And he said to me, you've been saying this to me for so long, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And he couldn't see it until he could see it in a good friend. And when he saw his good friend doing that, he straight away went, no, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, try something different. And he, not that he actually said that to his mate because he didn't feel comfortable in saying that.
Yeah.
But he could see that that's what he was doing. And you could see this little train, you know, like an understanding from there, an understanding from there, an understanding from there. And that's what you're giving them because you have gone through it. You have lived it. You have experienced it.
Yeah.
It makes it easier for you to then help somebody else, you know, get through it and achieve it as well.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things, I mean, that's great awareness on his part to be able to see that in himself. So often, like people will say, well, I don't know what my conditioning is and things like that. And I'll go, you know, look at the people around you. Think about the people in your world and look at them. which people hit your buttons most, which people bother you the most with the way they are. Because the things that bother us about other people are things that we associate with within ourselves that we don't like. So if you want to see your conditioning, if you want to see your patterns, look at what you don't prefer to see in somebody else. And chances are, if that ignites something in you or hits a button in you, it's because it's in your life as well. And that's conditioning you can look at.
And that information is gold. Take that one on board. Please, if you get nothing else out of this, take that one on board. And one of the things that, you know, you can really see this as glaringly obvious is when you look at the like, say, the baby boomers or the Gen X, and we start to look at the Gen Z, and you sort of go, or the millennials, and you sort of go, oh, they're just lazy. Like, our attitude is like, oh, they're just lazy and they just don't know how to work and work. But that's because we've been brought up thinking that you have to work hard.
Yes.
So we look back at them and go, they're lazy bastards, you know, but they're not. They have a different way of doing things. They look at it differently, and we can learn so much. So if someone's triggering you like that, if you look at somebody and go, and I mean, I'm thinking of someone straight away, and it's like, that's something about my beliefs, not about them.
Exactly. And when you look at that, like you're talking about with the difference in the generations and things, you know, the millennial generation will go beyond what multiple generations before them have. And the reason why is because they're coming from a place of more alignment up front. They're not buying into the conditioning that I have to work massive hours and exhaustive efforts and all that stuff. So they're more in that creative place where they can capture more of those, you know, out of the blue or those opportunities coming by them. And you see that when I talk to business owners who are younger in that generation, I see that with them versus the people in my generation or baby boomers or things like that. So absolutely. And it's so awesome to see that change happening. But so often what happens in somebody in a different generation, they will look at that and start putting those people down rather than learning from it. Because the conditioning is so ingrained that if you don't work hard, you know, when I was 22 years old or 23 years old, I had some events happen in my life and I didn't even realize it back then until I was in my late 30s, but I had some events happen and things that showed up really, really easy. I felt like I didn't deserve it. Mm. That's conditioning right there.
Yes.
You know, when people live in lack and they, you know, buy into the whole thing with, you know, I don't have enough money, how am I going to pay my bills, this and that, that's all based on that conditioning that there's only a limited amount. When people are looking for to expand their customers, a lot of times with the realtors, one of the big complaints is how much competition there is, how many realtors there are. You know, that'll change this year because of the economy and everything and such. But when you look at that, there's more than enough for everyone. But if we're not getting into alignment with that, if we're living with thoughts that there's only so much and there's too much competition, that's what we're going to experience. And it becomes a struggle. Our conditioning is our pathway to success, or our conditioning can be the pathway to the prison we live in mediocreness.
Yeah. And the other thing is that, and you've just touched on that too, Joey, is the fact that if that's what you're focusing on, that's all you'll see.
Yeah. Yes.
That's all you'll see. If you're standing there looking at a beautiful sunset and there's a great big building in front of it and you're focused on the building because I can't see the sunset, that's all you will see. If you turn slightly and go, oh, hang on, there's the sunset, and step out of the shadows, you're going to see it. So what are you focusing on?
Exactly. And that's really, really important. All starts there.
Yep.
That's why a dynamic vision or a vision is so important, because it gives us something to focus on outside of our situation and circumstances that we're experiencing around us. Because what we're experiencing around us is our own creation. We brought that in, but to break that, we have to focus on something higher than that. That's what the vision does. When we get out of the logical mind, we start getting into expanded masterminding, you know, with powers beyond what we can develop from in here. And as we do so, we start seeing those opportunities showing up easier and quicker than what we can muster up in our strategies and our to-do lists and all that.
Okay. And now there's one other thing, because we're starting to get a bit towards our end of time. One other thing I want to bring forward too, Joey. Now, when we're looking at, say, and this is probably one of my experiences at the moment, because I am looking, my big goal at the moment is retirement, and what I want to do in retirement. Because we want to travel around Australia, we want to travel around the UK, I want to do the UK, but around the States as well. So yes, there's a few things like that. But when we get into these business mindsets, and I think I'm focusing more on women here, because women have the children, they've got other things to balance and to work out. So when we get into these business mindsets or business coaching, it's all about the business and everything else. Whereas with women, it's not necessarily just about the business. It is about the lifestyle and having that business in with the lifestyle.
Yes.
So when I have people saying, oh, you're a coach, you know, do you want to make six figures and rah, rah? Well, you know what? Yes, I don't mind making six figures, but that's not my priority.
I don't want to trade away my life for that six figures.
Absolutely. So yes, my priority is, like you say, is that dynamic image of what I want my life to be, not necessarily what business refers to, the, you know, like a successful business.
Yes. And Susan, you can keep us both on or whatever, but, you know, like, I'll tell you, I understand why you said that about women, but I'll tell you, when I was in my 20s, I was working the full-time job and everything else. I was married at the time, and we had two pregnancies, and we had babies born at 24 and 25 weeks and live on all kinds of equipment for hours and then pass away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then we had the pregnancy of my son, whose name is Joey as well. Joey's 27 now, so that's how long ago it was. And then we had two more pregnancies after that that were the same as the first two, repeated again. So when I tell you Joey is precious in my life, like, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. On his first birthday, I wasn't home celebrating him with, you know, like I wanted to be. I was out building a territory in Indiana, and I lived in Michigan at the time, because that's what I thought I was supposed to be doing. And that was probably one of the hardest days of my life, to not be home with him celebrating that time, but I was doing what I thought I was supposed to be doing. So many things we miss out on, and we don't ever get to repeat. I never get to repeat his first birthday again. And it's just one of those areas that makes me sad anytime I think about it. But we miss out on those things, and we can't go back and recapture them because of the name of building a business. If we can learn how to build a business with not taking up all of our time, with being able to maintain a healthy life balance, who would not want to do that and find out about that?
Yeah, and that's what you're saying too. The main thing is, it's about your life, and business is sitting in there. And how can we make that smooth and easy and flowing, so it does match the rest of your life? It doesn't take over. It just happens along. Yes, and I don't mean to target women, but
yeah,
I can, because I am one.
No. I understand that and stuff like that. You know, when we talk, like, I've had a lot of conversations about the glass ceiling, and, you know, and really the terms I've come to is, I understand why it's like that, and the way women in the workplace and not completely, because I haven't experienced it, but what they have to deal with and stuff. But I just want to let anybody know anywhere that glass ceiling cannot be there unless you believe it can be there. And there's so many women, there's so many people, but there's so many women who have just broken right through when people say there's a glass ceiling and stuff. And one of the reasons they were able to do that is because they didn't believe there was a glass ceiling there. They didn't believe in the limitations that they were supposed to believe in. No different than a bumblebee. Based on the bumblebee's size and its wingspan, it should not logically be able to fly. The wingspan is way too short for the size of the bumblebee. You know who doesn't know that, Susan?
The bumblebee. Bumblebee doesn't know that.
And I'll tell you, I was
water.
Working with a realtor who had moved, and they moved to over by Nashville, Tennessee area. Mm-hmm. And they moved there. And within a month of doing so, they were getting leads and they were getting opportunities and all this stuff is flowing. And I would be talking to them. And they're going, this is absolutely incredible. I had no idea this could happen so easily and quickly. And they're going and going and going. About a month and a half into it, they start going to networking events with other realtors. And those other realtors start sharing about the competition and the market and all the other stuff going on there that are the limitations of that area. And do you know, my client started buying into that and could right away see a drop in the opportunities that were happening around him. If he didn't know those limitations were there, he'd have kept going and sailing. So now in getting that information, now we had to process through that information, shift that conditioning and put more empowering beliefs in place of it. And he ended up picking back up some, not at the pace he started, but it's like we cannot, limitations, other people, nothing can impact us unless we allow it to. And so often we don't even realize that we're allowing it to do so.
Wow. Oh, Joey, that is just amazing. I love your enthusiasm. I love how you're there to help everyone. But we are getting a bit low on time. So have you got any sort of last information? Did we cover up on everything? You were going to provide practical tips for quietening the mind and tuning into your how about we get one of them? Have you got a little tip that we can do where we can just first start to quieten our mind and tune in a little bit?
Yeah, and there's a lot of things like the meditation, the breathing, the things like that and stuff. But really, it's getting out of the logical mind. We can meditate, we can breathe, we can focus on a sound, or we can focus on a something, an object or something, and just practice. You know, here's one of the ways I say this, is so often we live our life because of our conditioning as human doings. So it's getting out of that and getting back into that place of being a human being. And I had somebody explain this to me because I didn't know the difference in my early 30s. And I used to walk a lot. I still love being in nature. And they said, okay, I want you to go out in nature and just be. And I go, what's the difference? I don't know. And so she explained it to me and she said, I want you to get out of your car. Instead of checking your time and your pedometer and your this and your that and everything and your pace and all that stuff, I want you to get out of your car, close the door, and I want you just to walk out in nature and feel the wind as the grass is moving and hear the sounds of the birds and all that stuff. Notice the squirrels, notice things like that. If we could get, the more we can start getting, even like when I say the more, I mean even frequency, not amount of time. It's not like we got to go spend months out in nature, but you could go for, there's times I'll go for a 15 half hour walk with my dog and we'll just walk a dirt road, I call it, or walk into nature on a trail or something, and getting into that place of being a human being, of just being where you are. And then the other thing to add to that is no matter the situation, circumstance, or condition, if you're breathing, you have a reason to be grateful. The more we can live through our gratitudes, the more we can be grateful for what we do have, instead of focusing so much on what we still need or want, the more we can have those desires and those drives, but the more we can focus on right here and now, the gratitudes before me, the easier those other things are going to open up and the more enjoyable they're going to be when they get here.
I love that. And, you know, like you're talking business, but you really are talking life. I know we're focusing on business in this, but you really are talking life because that's what it's all about. I guess the terminology I use when you're talking about a human being, I am talking about focusing on the now. So when you are walking in nature, you're not thinking about, oh, when I get home, I've got to hang up that washing and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Yes. You're just enjoying the now. There's the breeze on my face. Oh, there's an ant on the floor. You know, you're enjoying what's happening in that nature in the now.
Yep. Yeah. And Susan, I mean, you're absolutely right with what you said, you know, and what we do, it's not pertaining to business, and it can include business as a part of our life. That's what it is. It's a part of our life, but it can include our health and our well-being, our vocation, our relationships, our time and our money freedom. All of it's intertwined with all of it. You tell me somebody that's struggling in their business is having really good free time with their family and doing the things they really love doing. No, they're spending their time in anxiety and worry. which yes. pull them away from that even more, versus somebody who's excelling, their business is growing and they're building their team and you see it happening and they're giving out bonuses and all of that. You start, those people, they enjoy their free time more. They take the vacations. They enjoy their relationships more because they can feed into them more. So it really is, you know, ultimately at the bottom line of all this stuff, it's about personal transformation.
Yes.
The days of following somebody else's A, B, and C to get to success is it's creating more effort than it ever has, and it's producing less results than it ever has. And that's why you hear these people talk about getting coaching from somebody at tens of thousands of dollars per session, and less than 1% of the people following that person ever achieve the same results they did, because our conditioning is unique to each one of us. And so we have to identify what is that unique conditioning causing limitations and then shifting that. I tell every client I work with, I don't have your answers, but I'm really freaking good at helping you identify what that pathway is to come up with those answers and then quickly implement that change into your life to bring about different results.
Yeah. So in as we're sort of closing now, in that, when you look at it, you're actually focusing on where they've got those limitations and helping them through those limitations. And because you are classed as a business coach as well, you can then, if they come up with this information that they are receiving, you're not telling them what to do, but they're receiving that information, and then you can help them implement that. Because of that business side of it.
And yes. And when I say implement, I can help them implement. I don't come up with their strategy or their action plan or things like that. I help them identify those actions that they then take. And when I'm done working with somebody, and this has been proved over and over, when I'm done working with somebody, they now have their unique pathway to success. They can apply it to any area of life.
Yes.
And they'll get similar results to that. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, Joe, we've got to say goodbye. I've got to close off. thank you so much. One more last word of, I don't know, what do you want to say? Anything?
I would say just find gratitudes for where you're at right now. Imagine, like, allow yourself to play with your imagination and open it up to bigger opportunities beyond what you can even believe possible for you. If you can believe in achieving the vision that you come up with, it's not big enough. Your answer to the question, how you're going to do that, should be, I have no freaking idea how I'm going to bring this about. And then build that excitement around that.
I love it. Yes. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, this is awesome conversation, Susan. Really, really enjoyed this.
Right. Don't go anywhere. I'll talk to you in a sec. Let me, guys, you just check out the website. Now, hang on, let me give it to you because it's a fun website. Hang on, I've got two different ones. Where is it? Let me have a look. I want to do the website, so we got to do this. It's ifgtcoach.com. ifgtcoach.com. Got to check that out, mate. It's really good. Share, subscribe, like the podcast, please. Get your friends involved too, because this information like that, this to start with, it's free, but it gives you somewhere to go. It gives you the ability to go, okay, I'm stuck there. I need some help there. And what is unique or what I liked about Joey is that he's not telling you what to do. He's helping you open your mind so you can find out what it is you need to do. So you become unique. You have your own way. And that's what I really like. And that's what a business coach should be like. That's what any coach should be like. You can't follow what I've done. You can get an understanding of it, but you can't follow anybody. You're so unique and you need to do your own thing, your own way. And that's what I loved about that episode today. So subscribe, share, like. I already said that. That's me for this week. I hope you have a great week, and I will say bye for now. Bye.